Holy God, help us to know that you are near and you are here with us today. Fill us this day with new breath, and we shall be living words of praise. Amen. Today we are reminded of the moment in which Peter once said to Jesus, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." We join Peter in recognizing that we are sinful in thoughts, words, and deeds. In addition to sin, we also recognize that our first response to God's work done in our lives is oftentimes doubt and fear. We forget that God's desire is to redeem and grant us salvation. So we take a few moments to reflect upon those moments in which we've really responded to what God's doing in our lives with doubt and fear, and we look forward to the grace that He freely gives us. Take a few moments for silent reflection. Lord, we confess, we lack faith. We see a glimpse of what we ought to be, and we know we fall short of the goal. We desire faith that is solid and unchanging, yet we crumble under trials and temptations. We want to be strong, but we know our own weakness. Our sinful condition strips us of any spiritual gain that we humanly devise. Lord, forgive us. Accept us as we are, unworthy for the task, yet gifted for your purposes. Give us your gift of faith. Our God is a great God and knows our needs for all the areas of our life. God knows our weakness and our unbelieving hearts, yet loves us enough to die on a cross and provide forgiveness for our sin. Now the focus is not on the faith that we can muster, but on the great gifts that our Lord gives us daily as we live in trust. God has given us the gift of faith, faith for the moment, faith for every trial, faith for every temptation, faith for every difficult situation. Praise God for this inexpressible gift of faith. Amen. We're going to join our hearts and our voices together with our song of praise, "Behold What Manner of Love," and the congregation is invited to rise as you are able to sing this song.